capturing that high heel attitude moment. At day's end, I find myself emptying pockets filled with detritus, earlier stuffed into them in haste. The predictables include loose change, wadded tissue, somebody's business card, sticky notes, plastic toothpick, a polished stone, a lone dollar bill, and the inevitable extended strip of CVS coupons. How many miles of CVS paper have passed through hands and pockets on the way to trash receptacles this year? Anyhow, I do spot one revelatory coupon that tickles memory and fancy. Get $2 off your next eyeshadow purchase. Can't remember when I made my last purchase of eyeshadow, probably because it never happened. But sweet remembrance kicks in, and this snapshot of a phrase appears. She's all long eyelashes and high heels and legs. I wrote something about this beautiful and purposeful high heel person a long time ago, just after she breezed past me in hallways at City Hall. Oh, here's part of the note. It's called Attitude Heels. She's walking the walk. She's jutting her chin. Her eyes are half closed. She's suppressing a grin. Attitude Heels. Attitude Heels. Gotta get a pair of those Attitude Heels. Gotta stay cool. Gotta keep the beat. Strutting those spikes and building up heat. Clicking and clacking. Staying on cue. She looks like she's got lots to do. Attitude Heels. Attitude Heels. Must have, attitude heels. You can't be meek, you gotta be real. You must hang tough and never kneel. You march right in, you strut straight through. You rule the wind and the world follows you. Attitude heels, attitude heels. Gotta get some of those attitude heels. Well, what more can I say about this apparition at City Hall? She speaks for herself. She remains a remarkable icon of efficiency and purpose and will and confidence. Wish I could find all that along with my other bucket stuffings. Ooh, maybe I just did.